kind of a running theme lately on this on Weekly 50 that the photos I've been putting up were taken on trips, and this one is no different. This is a road in Kansas, I think. I don't remember exactly where. It's somewhere between Oklahoma and Minnesota, and I had to drive up there recently. I had to drive up to Minnesota for my grandfather's funeral, and when I do that, I like to take back roads, but I like to take state highways instead of the interstate. I know it adds some time. Well, it sort of does. Often state highways can be more direct as the crow flies, but the speed limits are much lower and you hit small towns and there's other things like that that end up slowing you down in the long run. But even so, I like to enjoy the drive. If I'm going to be on a long drive, I like to enjoy the long drive. And back roads or state highways are a good way of doing that. And you get to see scenes like this. I turned off when I saw this road, and I thought, man, this would be a really good photo opportunity. And I think it is. It's not something that I see every day in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma, this scene would just be grass. But farther up north, there's corn. And you might think that you can find this scene anywhere, but it's actually not that easy to find a scene like this because there's often obstructions. There's silos, or there's farmhouses, there's buildings, or there's not a nice clear blue sky. It might be overcast or might be too bright or something. There's usually something in the way of getting a photo like this. But this scene happened to work out pretty well. I did have to play with the file in post. I shot this in RAW, and I had to do a lot of color manipulation just because the original was if you've ever shot a photo like this, you know you can't really get this image in camera because the sky is too bright, and so you have to kind of either expose for the sky and then bring up the shadows in post, or expose for the ground and then bring down the sky. But it's hard to bring down the highlights once they've been clipped, so you kind of have to edit a photo like this in post. And if you zoom in to 100%, you'll notice it's far from perfect. All the edges on the left-hand side, the edges of the corn stalks, that there's little white halos around those from where I couldn't quite get the gradient to mask out properly. But you know what? I just don't care about that sometimes. At the end of the day, I don't want to – if I can spend 5 minutes on a photo and get it looking pretty good, to me, that's a win. I don't need to spend an hour on the photo to bring it that extra 5% to – perfection. It's good enough for me because then I can move on to other things that I'd rather be doing. As it is though, I think this is a fun photo to take. And if you're ever on a trip, if you'll tolerate just a bit of advice here from a random internet blogger, I would say take some time and look at those back roads and see if maybe there's something going on photo wise that you might not see from the interstate.